Welcome to the Sableton Live 12 sound design lesson, where we're building a subweight roller for that timeless jungle and old-school DNB momentum. Now, this is not about making a flashy lead bass. This is about creating pressure. A roller should feel like a moving floor under the drums. Something deep, disciplined, and just alive enough to keep the tune hypnotic. If you've heard those classic records where the bass line seems simple, but the whole track still feels unstoppable, that's the zone we're aiming for today. So the big idea here is weight plus contour, not just notes, not just sound design. Weight, meaning the sub and low end authority. Contour, meaning the movement, timing, and phrase shape that gives the bass line personality without stealing the show. We're going to build this in layers. First, a clean mono sub, then a mid bass layer for character and movement. Then we'll shape the phrasing so it locks to the break. After that, we'll use subtle automation, light saturation, and arrangement changes to make the whole thing feel like a real DNB record, not just a loop. Before you even write the bass, start with the drums. That's really important. In jungle and DNB, the bass and break are married to each other. If the drums are too busy, the bass gets nervous. If the drums are too empty, the bass has to do all the work. So build a working drum loop first. Give yourself a chopped break, a strong kick and snare backbone, and a few ghost notes or hats so there's already some forward motion happening. A simple starting point is snare on 2 and 4, with kick variations around the offbeats and some shuffled break detail in between. Nothing too crowded yet, just enough groove that the bass can breathe around it. Once the drums are set, create a new MIDI track and load operator. This will be your sub foundation. Keep it very clean. Set oscillator to a sine wave, drop it down an octave or two depending on the register you're writing in, and keep the voice mode mono. You can add a tiny bit of glide if you want the notes to connect smoothly. But don't overdo it. We are aiming for controlled motion, not slippery wobble. For the envelope, use a fast attack and a medium release. That'll keep the bass punchy but not chopped off too abruptly. You want the sub to feel stable underneath the drums, not like it's constantly interrupting them. Now write a short phrase. Think 3 to 5 notes across a bar, or even a 2-bar loop if you want more space. Don't spam 16th notes just because you can. Old school roller bass lines often work because of the gaps as much as the notes. Let the snare hit have room. Let one note carry across a drum accent. Let a short pickup lead back into the next phrase. A good way to think about it is this. The bass should answer the drums, not talk over them. So if the snare lands hard, maybe the bass leaves a pocket there, then comes back with a little pickup after. That's what gives the line that rolling, forward-pushing feeling. Keep the real sub mostly below about 90 Hz. If you need more harmonic presence, we'll add that in the next layer. The sub itself should stay pure and centered. Now let's build the mid-bass layer. This is where the personality lives. Duplicate the MIDI or make a second instrument track and load something like Wavedable, Operator, or Analog. This layer is not for the deepest weight. It's for the audible movement that helps the bass translate on smaller speakers and gives the line its character. A nice starting point is a saw-based or detuned source with only a little unison. Keep the unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices max, and keep the detune subtle. If it gets too wide or too glossy, pull it back. Timeless rollers usually sound big because they're focused, not because they're huge in stereo. Put a low-pass filter on that layer so you can control how much bite it has. Depending on the vibe, you might sit somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz for the main motion area. The exact spot isn't as important as the intention. This layer should add grit and movement without stepping on the sub. Now, this is where phrasing becomes everything. Use the MIDI editor and shape the line so it interacts with the break. Let the bass answer the snare. Leave a gap if the drum pattern is already busy. Use short pickup notes to pull into the next bar. Repeat a core motif for a couple of bars. Then change the last note. That tiny bit of variation goes a long way. A strong roller usually has a 2-bar phrase at its core. Then maybe bar 2 is slightly more active than bar 1. Maybe every 4 bars you change one note, or clip one note a little shorter, or add a pickup before the return. Those little adjustments keep the line alive without turning it into a lead bass line. If you want a practical mindset, try thinking in loops that feel familiar but never identical. The listener should catch the pattern, but their ear should also notice that the bass is evolving just enough to stay interesting. Next, let's clean up the low end and control the processing. This part matters a lot in DNB because the low end can get messy very quickly. On the sub track, use EQ 8 if needed. You may want to gently cut any rumble below the useful sub range, around 20 to 30 Hz. Keep it mono. Avoid heavy distortion here. The sub's job is to stay solid and invisible in the best possible way. On the mid-bass layer, you can be more creative. Add saturator for thickness. Start with modest drive, maybe around 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if the peaks start getting sharp. Then use auto filter to shape the movement over time. If you want a darker texture, roar or overdrive can work too, but keep an eye on the low mids. We want dirt on top of the weight, not mud in the foundation. A really useful chain for the mid layer is EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility. Utility at the end is great because it lets you check width and mono compatibility quickly. If the sound falls apart in mono, you've got too much stereo movement. Pull it back and simplify. If you want to go a step further, group the sub and mid together into a bass group. On that group, use a gentle EQ cleanup, maybe a glue compressor for cohesion, and a utility for final mono checking. That way the whole bass behaves like one instrument, even though it's built from multiple parts. Now let's talk about automation. This is where a roller starts to feel like a record instead of a loop. The trick is not to automate everything all the time. Timeless rollers don't scream for attention. They evolve slowly, so automate subtle changes in filter cutoff, wave eatable position, saturation drive, or the level of the mid layer. You're looking for pressurizing, not giant EDM-style sweeps. A good move is to open the filter slightly in the second half of every 4-bar phrase, or increase saturator drive by just a little in transition bars, or pull the mid layer back during a busy drum fill, then bring it back fuller when the groove returns. Those changes are small, but they make the bass breathe. If the bass starts sounding too modern or glossy, back off the perfection. Old-school flavored rollers often feel better when the envelope is a bit less precise, when the motion is slightly uneven, when the notes feel played rather than painted onto a grid. A tiny bit of human feel can make a huge difference. Another very strong move is to use sidechain or bus shaping just enough to make space for the kick. Indeed, NB, sidechain isn't always about obvious pumping. A lot of the time it's just about keeping the low end clean and letting the kick cut through. Use compressor or glue compressor on the bass bus if needed, with a fast attack and a release that follows the groove. Keep the gain reduction light. You want the bass to duck just enough to make room, not disappear. And if the bass is already phrased well, you may not need much sidechain at all. Sometimes manual volume shaping or clip gain automation sounds more natural, especially in old-school and jungle-flavored arrangements. Now, if you want more character, try resampling. This is a great trick for adding that worn-in, slightly broken-up texture that suits jungle and old-school DNB so well. Render a few bars of the bass to audio, then chop out tiny details, reverse a short tail, or duplicate a little fragment and tuck it under the main line. You can even make a filtered, crunchy copy with redux or dynamic tube at a very low level, just for grain. The important thing is that this should support the clean sub, not replace it. This is where the track starts to feel like it has history in it. Tiny imperfections, little edits, slight shifts in tone, all of that helps create the vintage feel. Now think about arrangement. A roller should work like a DJ record, not just a loop that repeats forever. So plan the bass over 8, 16, and 3 2-bar sections. Maybe the intro gives a filtered hint of the pattern before the full sub arrives. Then the first drop brings in the full roller with limited variation. After 8 bars, you add a little more mid-bass movement or a ghost percussion layer. Then maybe you create a switch-up by dropping the sub for half a bar or removing the mids for a moment, before the return. That contrast can hit really hard. For old-school DNB vibes, the bass should have utility in the arrangement. It needs to work in the intro, in the drop, in the transition, and in the outro. If you can loop it for 16 bars and it still feels engaging, you're on the right track. Before finishing, do a few important mix checks. Listen in mono. Use utility on the master or bass bus if needed. Compare the bass level against the kick and snare. Use spectrum if you want to inspect any low-end buildup. If the bass loses power in mono, simplify the stereo content in the mid layer. If it feels too polite, add a touch more saturation or improve the rhythm before just turning it up. And here's a really good teacher tip. Listen quieter than you think you need to. If the bass still feels like it's pushing the track forward at low volume, the groove is probably strong. That's a great sign. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the subline too busy. Don't distort the entire bass chain too hard. Don't write a pattern that ignores the break. Don't overuse stereo in the low end. And don't automate everything into constant movement. The power of a roller comes from consistency, pressure, and subtle change. If you want to push the sound darker or heavier, here are a few extra moves. Add a very quiet harmonic layer an octave above the sub, so the bass translates on smaller speakers. Use a tiny bit of pitch drift or slow LFO movement on the mid layer only, while keeping the sub rock solid. Try a slightly shorter decay on the mid layer if the bass needs more urgency, or remove some low mid content where the kick and snare body live, instead of just lowering the overall volume. For arrangement contrast, try subtracting rather than adding. Remove the mid layer for 4 bars. Keep only the sub and drums. Then bring the mids back with a tiny variation. That kind of contrast can feel more powerful than stacking more sound on top.